Hey everyone, it's Boo number 6 in my Odyssey of Men. Actually, I'm kidding. I believe that was Boo number 4 and I mislabeled it the other Boo, so this one will be number 4. Whoopie ding dong. This one is about men. About the lessons I learned from men in Hamilton. Oh yes. Did any of these names ring a bell? Bradley Smith? Billy Eric Smith, Rick Lee Babin, Sidney Harold Joseph Verge Green, Richard Dury, Dallas McIntyre, and last but definitely not least, Richard F. I won't say his last name. I don't need too many people on my list will know who I mean. Now, these weren't all serious relationships. Not by any means. Oh, and the other one who has since turned out to be an absolute little oily bastard, Sean. No, not Cambridge Sean. Sean Adams. Yes. Friend for 20 years and then sits there and treats you like you're nothing but shit. Sits there and treats and runs away to have children and decides that a woman in a wheelchair having children and treating him like shit is more better than a girl that would treat him like $1 million. Or as best as I could. And we both had a lot of stuff in common and yeah, that's old news. That's old bullshit. Water on the bridge, whatever the fuck that is. I'm not even gonna think about it. But, you know, all those men had one thing in common. They knew how to run around. They knew how to be oily snakes. And they all knew how to, in the end, rip my heart out from inside my chest. And how taught me not to trust men. Especially two of them. Well, actually, three of them. Bradley Eric Smith, I believe, was his. Bradley Smith. Oh, God, what a piece of shit that thing is. Biggest womanizer you'll ever know. Nymphomaniac. All he wants is sex. He grew up in Brantford. That tells you everything. Much less his father was the security guard at the bus terminal. His dad was actually a pretty cool guy when you really come across him in the good day. Richard F. Oh, yes. Emotional blackmailer. Emotional abuse. Psychological fuck-up when it comes to the way he treated you, meaning me. And the guy who all he cares about is wrestling. And all he wants to do is make himself look good. You know? He can't be emotionally honest. He never will be. He's never honest with his thoughts or feelings about people. He doesn't know how to shut off the persona, as I like to put it. He's never real. And, yes, he's been hurt by many people. But the thing is you hurt those who are closest to you when you're in pain. And I think that's what he did to me. But he taught me a lot, too. He taught me what love is. He taught me what true love is. And he taught me that, you know, if it wasn't for all his asshole friends and my mother and bullshit that happened when we were 17, 18, 19, I would have been married to him. And he wouldn't have been turned out like this. He wouldn't have ended up with all those jackasses that treated him like shit and that twisted him into the person he is today that I just can't be around. The calculating, conniving bastard. You know, I still love him as one of my closest friends from childhood, and I still, you know, love him because he was the first love of my life. And I'll admit to that. But talk about teaching me not to trust men. Oh, and how to guard my emotions and guard my feelings. Yeah. But that's about it on that audio, boo. That was a short and sweet one.